先读一个地方的圣经，就是马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
23章。
Chapter 23.
马太23章。
Matthew 23.
从第八节读起。
Let's begin reading from verse 8.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是天上的父。
And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven.
也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
And do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ.
我们再回过头来看二十章。
Let's turn back to chapter 20.
第二十五节。
Chapter 20, verse 25.
耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
It is not so among you.
你们中间谁愿为大的，就必做你们的佣人。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
我们刚才读这两段的圣经，是我们的主在地上的时候说的两段的话。
These two passages contain words that the Lord said to his disciples.
那这两段话有一个共同的点。
And there is a common theme between these two passages.
主说你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的佣人。
The Lord said, whoever wants to be great, he has to be your servant.
所以可见这两段圣经在主的思想里面是放在一起的。
And hence, in the Lord's thoughts, these two are one.
我们知道说主讲这些话，他不光是对着当时的门徒们说的。
We know that these words were not only directed to the disciples of that time.
我们的主看得非常的远。
Our Lord could see much further.
他可以从第一个世纪一直看到主的回来。
And he can see through the first century even until his second coming.
所以当我们的主说，你们不要这样，不要这样，只要这样。
And hence, when the Lord asked the disciples to not do these things,
那就是告诉我们说，等到教会诞生以后，一直要叫主回来。
That tells us that after the birth of the church until the second coming of the Lord,
那么教会有一天会变成这样，会变成那样。
The church will one day become like this.
那么教会应当怎样呢？
Now, what ought the church do?
主会很清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord said it clearly.
那第一段就是二十三章，马太福音二十三章很清楚告诉我们说。
And so the first one was in Matthew 23.
你们不要受拉比的称呼。
The Lord said, do not be called rabbi.
那这里给我们看见犹太教中间的光景。
Now here it shows us the condition in Judaism.
因为大家都知道说拉比和犹太教是不能分割的。
And we know that rabbi and Judaism are inseparable.
但是主知道有一天教会要犹太化的。
But one day, the church will become Judaized.
所以他知道说有一天有人会称呼别人做父亲 father。
And the Lord knows that one day, people will call other people fathers.
那么他也知道说，有一天有的人会接受师尊的称呼。
And some people will be teachers.
那这是在教会里面说的。
And so these were all pointing to things in the church.
当然在家庭里面有父亲。
Of course, in the family, there is father.
当然在学校里面有师尊。
And in the school, there are teachers.
但是我们的主不是讲学校，也不是讲家庭。
But our Lord was not talking about family, nor school.
我们主讲的教会。
The Lord was talking about the church.
教会怎么有人能有父亲的称呼呢？
How can anyone in the church be called father?
教会里面怎么能有师尊的称呼呢？
And how can anyone be called teacher in the church?
因为有一天教会要犹太化的。
Because we know one day the church will be Judaized.
所以等到教会犹太化的时候，
And so when that happens,
那主给我们看见说教会已经走了样子了。
The Lord shows us that the church has changed.
那么教会应当是怎样呢？
What does the church should look like?
你们都是弟兄。
Jesus said, you are all brothers.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
你们都是弟兄。
You are all brothers.
但是很可惜，等到教会犹太化以后，
Unfortunately, when the church was Judaized,
你看见不同了。
Things change.
如果你犯罪了，
If you have sinned,
你要到一些人面前去告解，去 confess， 去忏悔。
And you have to go to certain individuals to confess.
结果教会里面有一些人就变成 father.
And there's a group of people in the church who are called the fathers.
所以在这里让我们记得，我们的主说这段话，事实上他是看得很远很远，有一天教会要走样子。
And so we have to understand that the Lord could see what will happen in the future and because of that, he said these words.
教会是怎么被掳到巴比伦去的？
How was the church taken captive to Babylon?
第一，教会已经犹太化了。
Number one, it became Judaized.
那这一点非常要紧。
And so that's very important.
但是不止如此。
Furthermore,
你看见在二十章马太，我们的主说了同样的一段话。
And in chapter 20 of Matthew, we see something similar.
这两段话就是我们刚才所说的，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。
And here the Lord said, whoever wants to become great, he shall be your servant.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹，你不能把这两段话把它分成两个地方，不行。
And so these two passages cannot be separated.
所以你看见教会哪一天走了样子呢？
And so whenever the church changed,
如果他被掳了，
and whenever it is taken captive,
如果他真的是被掳到巴比伦，什么意思呢？
And if the church is taken to Babylon,
那就是教会不光是犹太化了，
and the church is not only Judaized,
而且教会已经世界化了。
The church also has become worldly.
在罗马的世界里面，
in the Roman Empire,
在希腊的世界里面，
and in the Greek Empire,
现在不是希伯来的世界，
it is no longer the Hebrew.
现在讲到罗马，讲到希腊的世界，那就是那个时候主耶稣所在的世界。
And it was the Roman and the Greek world that the Lord was speaking of.
那主说什么？你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
Jesus said to them, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them."
只是你们中间不可以这样。
But it is not so among you.
所以什么时候教会被掳到巴比伦去呢？
So when the church is taken captive to Babylon.
现在你就看见说教会好像外邦人一样。
You find that the church is just like the Gentiles.
有君王。
There is king.
有大臣。
There are rulers.
所以教会里面不只有教皇，教会底教皇的底下也有许多主教，就好像大臣一样。
And so in the church, you not only find the pope, but also all these archbishops.
所以等到教会落到这种情形的时候。
And so when the church is in that condition,
现在我们看清楚了，教会已经世界化。
Now we see clearly that the church has become heathenized.
所以现在我们看见教会什么时候走样，什么时候被掳到巴比伦，两件事发生：教会犹太化，教会世界化。
And so how do we know that the church has changed in nature? It is when it becomes Judaized and when it becomes worldly.
好，我们根据主的这两段话。
And so based on these two words of the Lord,
现在我们来看教会的历史。
Let us go back and look at church history.
我们昨天晚上已经开始了。
And last night we had a beginning.
我们不再回头，我们要往前去。
And would not look back, let's go forward.
那么我们说过，教会的的确到了十二世纪的时候，是到了最黑暗的时候。
We mentioned that during the 12th century, the church entered into great darkness.
那就是启示录腓勒帖腓的时候，讲到推亚推拉教会的那个时候。
And that is the condition spoken of in the letter to Thyatira.
那个时候可以说是天最黑的时候。
And you can say that heaven is darkest at that moment.
所以主呼召的圣者。
And the Lord was calling out overcomers.
那么这些的圣者，主要把晨星赐给他。
And to these overcomers, the Lord would give the morning star.
然后等到晨星出现以后，我们知道说太阳慢慢就要升起来了。
And when we have the morning star, we know day would break soon.
我们终于就能看见教会复兴的曙光。
And we will see a new ray of sunlight of the restoration of
the church. 然后我们看见怎样到了今天，这个义人的路是越照越明，一直到日午。
And then we will find how the way of the righteous will become brighter and brighter.
所以我们就从这一段的 历史开始讲起。
And so we will begin with this part of church history.
那么我们说过，我们主要是跟随旧约的几封的书卷。
And we've also mentioned that we want to use a few books in the Old Testament.
那么尤其是以斯拉记、尼希米记，然后哈该书、撒加利亚书，还有以斯帖记。
And especially these books, Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Esther.
因为我们是借着五卷书来给我们看见教会历史的轮廓。
And because these five books would offer us the outline of church history.
因为以色列历史实在是要说出天上子民的历史。
The Jewish history really is a reflection of the history of the church.
我们说过旧约不过是图画。
We mentioned that the Old Testament contained pictures.
所以当圣灵、当神引导他地上的子民的时候，
And when God was leading his earthly people,
他乃是根据天上子民将来要发生的一些的那个图画。
And he was following the pattern that would happen to the heavenly people.
所以就借着这五卷恢复的书信。
And so,Through these five books of recovery,
我们看见以色列人荒凉了，到他们最黑暗的时候。
We see that when the Israelites enter the darkest moments of their history,
然后神怎样的把他们带回到神的旨意。
How the Lord would restore them back to His will.
我们看见过，当我们读以斯拉记的时候。
For example, when we come to the book of Ezra,
我们就知道说，原来那个时候神就激动一般少数人的心。
We discover that the Lord stirred up the hearts of a few men.
这些人已经在加巴比伦了。
These people were living in Babylon.
就着他们的前途来讲，他们应该继续留在巴比伦。
And looking to their future, they ought to stay in Babylon.
但是不知道为什么圣灵在他们里面工作。
But somehow the Holy Spirit was working in them.
他们觉得他们要回到他们的故乡。
They felt compelled to return to their homeland.
虽然那个时候耶路撒冷经过七十年已经荒凉了。
Even though Jerusalem was laid waste for over 70 years.
但他们愿意回到那座的空城。
But they were willing to return to that ruined city.
他们愿意回到圣殿旧有的根基上。
They were willing to return to where the temple was.
他们愿意在废墟里面重新把圣殿重建起来。
And they wanted to rebuild the temple.
所以这些人他们不是为着自己回来的。
And so these people did not return for their own interest.
因为根据神的旨意，有一天主耶稣必须降生在伯利恒。
According to God's will, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
弥赛亚忽然进入他的圣殿。
And he would quickly enter into his temple.
所以等到救恩要临到这世间的时候。
And so in order for salvation to come upon the whole world.
我们知道在那个时候已经有一座圣殿预备好了等候主的回来。
We know that at that time the temple was made ready, waiting for the Messiah.
伯利恒城已经建造好了等候让弥赛亚能降生在其中。
And the city of Bethlehem would be rebuilt and inhabited for the Savior to be born.
所以这些人回来不是为着他们自己回来。
And so these people did not return for their own.
他们回来乃是为着神的旨意而回来。
They returned because of God's will.
这个就是复兴的开始。
This was the beginning of restoration.
教会怎么能开始有复兴呢？
How can the church be restored?
就是有一些人圣灵激动他们。
And a group of people were stirred up by the Lord.
他们接受圣灵的感动。
And they were willing to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
他们愿意回到神的旨意，回到耶路撒冷。
And they were willing to return to God's will in Jerusalem.
然后我们看见圣灵就在这里开始做了他的工作。
And we see how the Holy Spirit would begin to do His work.
那么当然，我们开始的时候，我们要稍微说一点以色列人怎么被掳到巴比伦。
And of course, to begin with, we mentioned how they were carried to Babylon.
我们首先说到，当初以色列人最早就是从巴比伦过来的。
We mentioned that the Jews originally came from Babylon.
亚伯拉罕当初就是在巴比伦蒙神的呼召。
And Abraham received the calling of God when he was in Babylon.
结果他们就过了河，渡过了河。
And because of that, he crossed the river.
那条河就是幼发拉底河。
That river was Euphrates.
所以人类历史上第一个跨过幼发拉底河的那个就是亚伯拉罕。
So it was Abraham who was the first one to cross that river.
所以亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
And he was the first Hebrew.
因为希伯来人就是渡过河的意思。
Because the word Hebrew means someone who crossed the river.
从那天开始。
From that day,
所有亚伯拉罕的后裔都在亚伯拉罕里面一同渡过了幼发拉底河。
All the descendants of Abraham with him crossed that river.
所以这就是希伯来人的特点。
And that's a characteristic of Hebrews.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
等到公元前大概600年左右,
About 600 years BC,
等到以色列人被掳到巴比伦去的时候,
The Jews were taken captive to Babylon.
那就证明说在以色列历史里面有一个悲剧已经发生了。
And so that shows us a tragedy occurred in Jewish history.
他们是从巴比伦来到迦南的。
They came from Babylon and went to Canaan.
他们是渡过河的。
They crossed the river.
从此巴比伦远远地丢在背后。
And they have cast Babylon in their back.
我们这些人本来不是在世界里面。
Now we were from this world.
有一天我们蒙恩得救了，我们都渡过了一道的水。
One day we are redeemed and are saved, and we crossed
the river. 我们做见证说，全世界都丢在我们的背后。
And we say that the whole world is cast behind our backs.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说这样的人乃是蒙恩得救的人。
And you see that this is a group of people who are redeemed and saved.
所以亚伯拉罕就做了信心的祖宗。
And hence Abraham became the father.
所以亚伯拉罕不光是以色列人的祖宗，亚伯拉罕也是我们信心的祖宗。
Father of faith, he was not only the forefather of the Jews, but also of us who believe in Christ.
所以在这里我们看得很清楚。
So this is clear.
那么等到以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦的时候。
When the Jews were in Babylon,
那悲剧在哪里呢？就是他们完全回到巴比伦去。
The tragedy is the fact that they returned to where they came from.
那么当他们留在巴比伦，他们根本不认识神。
And when they were in Babylon, means that they do not know God.
他们所知道乃是周围的偶像。
All they see are the idols surrounding them.
他们在偶像的环境里面生活。
And they lived among the idols.
所以这是他们还没有渡过河以前的情形。
And that was the condition before they crossed the river.
所以被掳到巴比伦的意思就是。
And so the meaning of the Babylonian exile.
换一句话说
，is
他们甚至于遗失了他们当初蒙恩的根基。
And they have lost the foundation which they received when they were first saved.
所以这是以色列被掳到巴比伦第一个悲剧。
And so that was the first tragedy.Of the Jews.
弟兄姊妹，你看，当一个人什么叫被掳呢
？What does it mean by captivity？
那最悲惨的遭遇就是，你是从哪里来的，结果你要回到哪里去
？And the tragic thing, the most tragic thing is you return to where you came from.
那这是在以色列历史里面发生过的。
And that's what happened in Jewish history.
那不止如此。
Furthermore,
我们知道说这些人他们已经曾经在迦南地待过了。
We know that this group of people.Lived in Canaan.
你知道说他们是得着启示的一般人。
And you know that these were a group of people who had revelation from God.
他们有神的启示。
They had the revelation from God.
他们有圣经。
They had the oracles of God.
他们知道应该怎样来跟从主。
They knew how to follow the Lord.
所以你看在耶路撒冷也有圣殿。
And so you find there's a temple in Jerusalem.
神把他的名字放在他的居所里。
And that the Lord placed his name in that dwelling place. 圣
殿代表神的同在。
The temple represents God's presence.
圣城代表神的见证。
The holy city represents the testimony of God.
里面有神的同在，外面就有神的见证。
There's the presence of God within, and there's the testimony of God without.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个就是神所拣选的一般的人。
And those were the group of people that God chose out of this world.
他们得着启示。
They received revelation.
他们与神有最直接、最活泼的关系。
They had the most direct relationship with God.
所以因着一切都是启示的。
And because what they had were revelation from God.
所以那个关系乃是活泼的关系。
And so there was this vitality in their relationship with God.
所以因着这个缘故，你看他们就这样的一路来跟随神。
And in that way, they followed the Lord.
但是等到他们被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
But when they were taken captive to Babylon.
他们并没有放弃他们当初的一切。
Now they did not give up what they received.
但是很可惜的，他们那个整个与神直接的关系已经失去了。
Unfortunately, however, that direct revelation was lost.
所以等到他们只剩下外面的壳子的时候。
And hence, when there's only this outer shell.
结果这就是我们今天所知道的犹太教。
And that's what we know. That's what it is. That's the Judaism that we know.
所以等到他们被掳到巴比伦的时候
，So when they were in Babylon,
一面是犹太教
On the one hand, they have Judaism.
但是另一面，他们又在巴比伦。
On the other hand, they were in Babylon.
所以，当他们相处久了以后，自自然然那个异教的影响，很自然的就已经渗透到犹太教里面。
And so after a while, after they live in Babylon for a while, things of this world begin to creep in.
其实还没有被掳到巴比伦，这件事已经发生了。
In fact, this occurred even before they were exiled.
因着他们不忠心，因着他们没有贞洁的缘故。
Because of their faithlessness and impurity.
现在神的手就临到他们。
The hand of God was upon them.
你们不是暗中的有了偶像吗？
And don't you desire these idols?
那么你们既然暗中有了这些偶像，
And since you have these idols and you
have hit them, 现在神要医治他们拜偶像的疾病。
And the Lord was to heal them of idolatry.
如果真的在神的百姓中间，不可能有偶像的。
Now, if God's people should never have idols,
现在在以色列人中间有了一些东西取代了神的地位。
Now there are these idols who are replacing the position, they're taking the position of God.
当他们暗中在那里侍奉这些偶像的时候，
And when they were serving these idols,
神为着爱他们的缘故，
And because of God's love for them,
所以现在神要把他们背落到偶像之地。
God took them to a land of idols.
你们不是要拜偶像吗？
Don't you want to worship idols?
现在神要把你们带到一个地步。
Now God wants to take you to this place.
给你看见你的周围到处都是偶像。
That is filled with idols all around you.
等到有一天，哦，把以色列人看见东是偶像，西是偶像，躺着是偶像，起来也是偶像的时候。
And one day when they see idols everywhere, lying down, standing up everywhere.
他们有一天要说，我们够了，我们够了，我们够了。
One day they will say, we've had enough.
所以等到他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，
And so after they return to Jerusalem,
我们看见那个拜偶像的病就完全被神医治好了。
We find that they were completely healed of the sin of
the idolatry. 所以他们被掳到巴比伦乃是神的爱。
And so the exile to Babylon was God's love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以你看见在还没有到巴比伦以前，巴比伦已经进到他们里面。
What you find was before they went to Babylon, Babylon was already in them.
所以虽然巴比伦是在遥远的地方，
And so even though it's a land far away,
在这河那边的影响的势力，
The influence is on the other side of the river,
但是已经慢慢地渗透到河的这边来了。
But that influence has reached to this side of the river.
所以在被掳到巴比伦去以前，
And so even before they were taken captive,
你看见以色列已经开始走了样子了。
And you find that the Jews had already gone astray.
你说这是犹太教吗？
Can you say that this is Judaism?
但是不，你看见这里有外邦的东西。
No, but you find something of the pagans.
这里你找到巴比伦的痕迹。
You find footprints of Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹，神就借着先知来警告他们，来挽回他们。
And God sent prophets to warn them and to exhort them.
他们还是不听，还是不听。
They were unwilling to listen.
结果神就任凭他们落到巴比伦去。
And God let them have it, so they were taken to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，到了巴比伦，他们就发现他们完全被偶像四围包围住。
Arriving in Babylon, they discovered that they were surrounded by idols.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以当他们被落到巴比伦的时候，
When they were exiled in Babylon,
他们不光是巴比伦。
They are not only in Babylon.
你看见在这里有两个东西同时存在的。
There are two things that coexist.
一面是犹太教，一面是巴比伦的世界。
One is Judaism, one is the world of Babylon.
一面是犹太教，一面是巴比伦的宗教。
And on the one hand, you have Judaism, the other hand is the religion of Babylon.
你看见严格说来，这一班蒙神呼召的以亚伯拉罕的子孙，事实上他们是得着启示的。
And this group of people, they had the revelation from God.
如果你把启示减去了，剩下的就是大家所以为的宗教。
If you take away the revelation, what you have remaining is religion.
所以失去启示，失去神的那个以色列人，那个结果就变成了犹太教和其他的宗教就没有什么不同了。
And losing revelation from God.Jews, their condition is, on the one hand, they have Judaism, on the other hand, they also have the religion of the Babylon.
我们把这两个原则抓住了以后，
And so when you see these principles,
现在我们回到教会历史，
Now, looking back at church history,
我们果然看见教会被掳到巴比伦的
地。You discover that the church, in a similar way, were taken captive to Babylon.
我们再说弟兄姊妹，
Let me mention this again.
如果根据圣经的预言的话，
According to prophecy in the scripture,
启示录十七章讲到巴比伦。
Chapter 17 of Revelation mentions Babylon.
就着近期的应验来讲，是指着教会近十二世纪以后那个黑暗的光景。
The immediate fulfillment was speaking of the church, how it was taken to Babylon.
那么就着远期的应验，是指着我们主要回来的时候。
But the remote fulfillment is speaking of the time just before the second coming.
所以我们的教会的确是被掳到巴比伦去。
And so you discover the church was in exile in Babylon.
但是那个情形是什么样的情形？
And what is the condition then?
那弟兄姊妹，那个解释很清楚的，那就是在圣经里面所给我们看见的。
The explanation is very clear in the scripture.
所以当教会被掳到巴比伦的时候，
When the church is taken, captive,
你看见说神的儿女的救恩完全模糊化了。
You discover that the children of God were completely ignorant of salvation.
那么到了一个地步，不光是对救恩模糊了，而且对救恩几乎完全无知了。
Not only they were unclear about how to be saved, they were totally ignorant.
然后他们几乎不知道自己到底是蒙恩的一般人呢，还是在这么多宗教里面不过是一个宗教就是。
And they have no idea whether they are saved or they are just one of the religions in the world.
那弟兄姊妹，到了黑暗教会黑暗时期的时候，
And so in the dark age of the church,
你看见慢慢的，你看见巴比伦的奥秘就取代了圣经的启示。
You find that the mystery of Babylon replacedBiblical,
所以很多东西跑到教会里面来，都不是从圣经里面来的。
So many things crept into the church, they're not from the scripture.
我们已经说过，自从君士坦丁拥抱基督教做国教以后，
We mentioned since Constantine embraced Christianity.
从表面上来说，教会是升高了，但是从实际来讲，教会是堕落。
On the surface, the church was elevated, but in reality, the church really has fallen.
不光那些异教的风俗进到教会里面来，
Pagan practices now are introduced into the church.
连异教的思想慢慢也在教会里面发酵。
And even pagan philosophies now enter the church.
我们说过巴比伦的奥秘，其中有一个奥秘就是你不需要救主，你如果要上天堂的话，你只要行善，你只要做好，最后你一定会到那里。
And we mentioned that one of the mystery of Babylon was that you really don't need a savior. What you need is how to improve yourself.
巴比伦的奥秘是告诉你说，你只要你发展自己，有一天你会成仙，有一天你会成佛，有一天你会达到一个什么样的地步。
And what you need is develop all your potential so that one day you can realize, the fact that you are ascended.
你不需要救主的。
You don't need a savior.
而且如果你要到天上去的话，你要做许许多多的事，你要怎样的苦修，然后最后你才能达到那里。
And how you need to work hard, based on your own merit, how you can ascend.
那么我们就要等到教会到了黑暗时期，你看见等这种思想慢慢的就进到教会里面来了。
And you find that these thoughts crept into the church when
这些思想从来不是圣经里面的思想。
Now these thoughts were never from the Bible.
所以那个时候有人会告诉你说，基督的罪有两种。
And so people would tell you that there are two sins of the Christian.
那么当你受浸的时候，你所有的原罪统统解决了。
And first of all, when you're baptized, your original sin is dealt with.
所以你一定要受浸。
And so you have to be baptized.
你不受浸的话，那么你一定要下地狱的。
Because if you're not baptized, you will go to hell.
那么你只有参加教会，那么受浸或者擘饼以后，然后你才能成为教会的一份子。
Now only after you become baptized and come to the communion table, then you become a member of the church and you're saved.
你不受浸，你的原罪不能解决。
If you're not baptized, your original sin is not.
所以在教会之外没有救恩。
Cleansed, and therefore there is no salvation outside of the church.
那么等到你得救以后呢？
Now and then after you're saved,
那么你的罪就分成两种。
Then you have two kinds of sins.
一种是大罪，一种是小罪。
One is great sins, the other are small sins.
你知道我们中国人有一句话是大罪不犯，小罪不断。
And there's a Chinese saying that we don't commit great sins, But then we never stop committing small sins.
那弟兄姊妹，连我们中国人都分大罪和小罪。
And so Chinese have that distinction also.
但是你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个本来就是宗教里面的东西，一般宗教里面的东西。
These were thoughts from various religions.
而这些东西就是从巴比伦来，因为巴比伦乃是所有宗教的母亲。
And the origin of these thoughts are from Babylon, because Babylon is the mother of all pagan religions.
那么如果是大罪的话。
And if you did commit a great sin,
是要下地狱的。
And you will have to go to hell.
所以你得救以后还可能下地狱，因为你得救以后还可能犯大罪。
And so there is a possibility that you will go to hell after you're saved.
那么，但是呢，有的时候你会犯小罪。
Now, of course, there are times you will commit small sins.
那么小罪怎么办呢？
And what would you do?
那么你就需要到神父那里去告诫才可以。
You need to come to this father and confess.
你就认你自己的罪。
And you make these confessions of your sins.
那么现在，如果你在十二世纪，在黑暗时期的话
，and in the 12th century during the Dark Age,
那么你就看见教会就认为说，这宇宙中有天堂也有地狱。
Now in the 12th century, the church did acknowledge that there is a heaven and a hell.
那我再说，这是教会说，这不是圣经说。
And again, I make it clear that this is stated by the church.
这就是推亚推拉。这个在启示录里面所说的耶西别的教导。
And this was the teaching of Jezebel mentioned in the letter to Satan.
现在不是基督怎么说。
So it doesn't matter what Christ said.
现在是教会怎么说。
It is now the church.
所以你看见耶西别就在那教导人了。
And so Jezebel began to teach.
耶西别乃是以色列的皇后。
Now Jezebel was Israel was a queen in Israel.
但是耶西别的教导乃是外邦人的神的教导。
The teaching of Jezebel was from the pagans.
所以现在你看在这教会里面，许多的教导不是圣经的教导，而是耶西别的教导。
And hence the church no longer teach what's in the Bible, but what's from Jezebel.
所以昨天我们说过了，那么好人就上天堂，坏人就下地狱。
And yesterday we mentioned that the good people will go to heaven, the wicked people will go to hell.
那么不好不坏的人，他们有一个地方要去的。
And those that are in the middle, they will go to another place.
那这就是他们所说的炼狱。
And this is what they call purgatory.
那么当你经过炼狱的时候，你要经过一段很长时间，很长的一段的时间。
And you will have to spend a lot of time in purgatory.
然后炼狱的火就慢慢的炼尽你。
The fire in purgatory will purge you.
那么然后呢，到了最后的时候，你就可以从炼狱里面出来，就上到天堂去。
And in the end, after you are purged, you can come out and go to heaven.
所以因着这个缘故
，And because of this,
你不光为自己祷告。
You not only have to pray for yourself.
因为你将来很你自己很可能在炼狱里面。
Because very likely you will end up in purgatory.
但是最要紧的，已经去世的人，你要为他们祷告。
But most importantly, you have to pray for those who are dead.
因为这些人已经在炼狱里面。
Because these people, in all likelihood, are in purgatory.
所以我们要为他们祷告，叫他们能够减去，叫他们能够减去这个他们的那个减去他们的日子。
And you have to pray for them so that the time spent in purgatory could be reduced.
我们知道在十一世纪的时候
We know in the 11th century
他们有一个计算
And they had the calculation.
就是说一个人平均每一个人大概一天犯三十个小罪
And each person would commit about 30 small sins each day.
那么一个小罪呢在炼狱里面就要待一天
And so each small sin means a day spent in purgatory.
所以一个六十岁的人
So a man who is 60 years old.
他在炼狱里面就要待一千八百年。
And so he had to stay in purgatory 1,800 years.
所以现在你怎么能够帮助一个人能够这个缩短那个日子呢
？So how can you help this person to reduce his time spent there?
所以你看见在这里就有几个办法可以叫你能够从炼狱里面出来。
Now, thankfully, there are several ways you can do this.
有三个方法。
Three ways.
第一个方法就是念玫瑰经。
Number one.The recitation of rosary.
那么你不只为死人祷告，你也为你自己祷告。
And not only you pray for the dead, you pray for yourself.
那么这个是非常要紧的。
It's very important.
如果这样的话，你的罪的问题就能够得到解决了。
And if you do this, then there's a way to handle your sin.
那么什么是玫瑰经呢
？Now what is this rosary?
玫瑰经就是根据圣经四福音里面。
And this is based on the four gospels.
那么就讲到这个十五个奥秘。
And there are 15 mysteries.
那么这个和主耶稣的一生有关系的。
And they are related to the life of Jesus.
所以所谓念玫瑰的意思就是你默想四福音里面十五段的奥秘。
And so, to recite the rosary, meaning that you are meditating on these 15 mysteries from the four gospels.
但是当你念经的时候
，However, when you are reciting these,
意思就是说，
words,
你每次要念十五个奥秘。
And so, every time you recite it, you will go through 15 mysteries.
但是你同时还要加上祷告才可以。
But you have to add to these with prayers.
所以有个圣父颂，一个圣母颂，还有个荣耀颂。
So you also have the praise to the fathers, praise to the Holy Mother, and also praise to the glory.
所以这个每一个颂啊，就是一个祷告。
And every one of these praises is a prayer.
圣父颂就是你向圣父祷告。
And so the praise to the Father is a prayer to the Father.
圣母颂就是指说你向圣母祷告。
Oh, and praise to the Mother, Holy Mother, you're praying to Mary.
那么所谓的荣耀颂就是一般的赞美。
And this praise of glory is just simple praise.
所以一共十二次的祷告。
And so there are 12 prayers.
你看见吗？这个祷告父只有一次。
Prayer to the Father, there's only one.
但是祷告圣母呢，要十次。
Prayer to the Holy Mother, there are 10 times.
为什么呢？他们觉得圣父是严厉的。
Because their feeling was the Father was a solemn person.
圣子也是严厉的。
The Son of God is also very solemn.
他们将来要审判这个世界。
Because they were the one to judge this world.
但是圣母的心肠是慈悲的。
But the heart of the Holy Mother is soft.
所以现在你看见对圣父只祷告一次，但对圣母呢要祷告十次才可以。
So you only need to pray to the Father once, but you need to pray to the Mother 10 times.
这样就能帮助你的罪得到解决。
And that way, your sins can be resolved.
所以一共是十二次。
And so there are 12 prayers.
但是他每祷告一次的时候。
And each time when you pray,
他就要把玫瑰已经十五个奥秘再把它重复记一遍。
And each time when you pray, you will repeat the 15 mysteries of rosary.
所以十二乘十五就是180个奥秘。
And so when you multiply 12 to 15, there are 180 mysteries.
所以这样做一次大概是两个钟头到三个钟头。
And so you will go through this in 2 to 3 hours.
你每天要这样做。
And every day you will do this.
因为只有这样能帮助你的罪，能够帮助你能够解脱炼狱里面的痛苦。
Because this is the way to reduce the time, the suffering in purgatory.
但是你一定要记，要做180次，但你说你忘记了怎么办？
But you have to do 180 times. But what if you forget?
所以这个时候他就给你一个珠串，那个珠串有50个小珠。
And so they have to give you these beads.
然后里面有五个大珠。
And then there are 50 small beads and 5 larger beads.
所以当你一面念玫瑰经的时候，你一面就去看这第几次，就你 你摸那个珠就可以。
And so each time when you recite the rosary, you would count one bead.
所以这个你看见很清楚，这个是怎么样能够叫你这个从炼狱里面提早出来。
And this is a way to get out of purgatory.
这是第一个方法。
So this is the first method.
第二个方法就是望弥撒和捐献。
The second method is to go to attend mass and to give.
那么第三个就是施舍。
And the third one is to give.
Alms.
Give alms.
那么当你施舍的时候。
And when you give alms.
他们说炼狱的火很旺的。
They mentioned that the fire in purgatory is very serious.
所以你每次施舍的时候用水啊就泼在那个炼狱的火上面，火就小一点。
And so every time when you give alms, it's like pouring some water on the fire so to reduce the fire.
所以你给的越多呢，那个火就越少一点，那么你的亲人就早一点从那里苦难里面出来。
And so the more you give, the smaller would the fire be, and the sooner they will go out.
那不光这样。
Furthermore,
你看见教皇因为所有人的功德，所有的人的功劳功绩通通用不完，没有，特别是寻道的人，他有很多的功绩。
And also those saints, especially those who were martyred, they have lots of merit.
那么这些所有寻道的人，他们的功绩啊，就放在教会的一个银行里面，那就功绩的银行。
And there is a bank or a vault in the church that contain all the merits of the saints.
这个是银行，是我用的形容词，就是把它通通存在一起。
And it is a place for storage.
那么因为有这么多的供给的缘故，
And because there are so much merit,
他们为主寻道，所以他们有那么多的供给。
Because they were martyred for the Lord, they have lots of merit.
所以现在教皇呢，就能运用这些供给。
Now the Pope is able to allocate this merit.
所以这个时候他可以，他说赦免谁就赦免谁。
And so he can forgive whoever he wishes.
他为什么能赦免这些人呢？
Now how was he able to forgive them?
那么他乃是根据这个教会里面已经储蓄了那么多的供给，那么可以叫这个人免去多少年的罪，那个人免去多少年的罪。
Because it's based on how much he has, how much merit he has in storage, and he can forgive this person for so many years.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是供给，就是因着这些寻道者的供给，教会里面有那么多人做了那么多的好事，那么这些通通是加起来的供给。
And because so many people have done so many great good work, so these are the marital storage.
所以因着这个缘故，这样的话，那个罪就慢慢会减少的。
And so when you have these, then your sins will be reduced.
那么有的人因着这个缘故，就从炼狱里面就被提升到天堂上去。
Some of these people would benefit and come out of purgatory and go to heaven.
这就是黑暗时期，弟兄姊妹。
That was the dark age.
你看人对救恩不光是模糊，人对救恩几乎是无知。
Were they not only unclear about salvation, they were completely ignorant.
人根本就不认识主耶稣的救恩。
They have no idea, what the salvation of
the Lord is. 教会根本不知道主耶稣为什么为我们钉在十字架上。
The church did not know why the Lord had to be crucified.
这些思想，这些功德及功德的思想，根本就是巴比伦宗教的思想。
And these thoughts.Concerning merits, they were from Babylon.
那些修行苦修，最后希望能够达到什么程度？根本就是巴比伦宗教的思想。
And the work and all those religious practices, these were all from Babylon.
那么不要忘记，等到有一天，这个罗马为着要修建圣彼得堂。
And one day, when Rome wants to repair the Saint Peter's Cathedral,
我们知道圣彼得的现在我们所看见的圣彼得堂。
And the St. Peter's Cathedral that we see today,
并不是1300年以前的圣彼得堂。
It's not the same one that's 1300 years ago.
那个时候是很壮丽、很壮观，没有错。但是不像现在，更是辉煌。
And it was a grand structure then, but it's even better now.
但是因着那个时候教会决定要这个建这个圣彼得堂的缘故。
Now since the Roman Church wanted to repair and to add to this cathedral,
那么这个财源从什么地方来呢？
How would they obtain money to do this?
那因着这个缘故，他们就开始卖赎罪券。
And so it was then that they began to sell indulgences.
换一句话说，你只要花多少钱，你就可以买赎罪券。
And so now you can purchase indulgences with money.
然后多少的罪就可以得到赦免。
And you can receive forgiveness of sin when you buy
them. 所以那些教会出去推销这些赎罪券的人。
And so there were monks that would go out and sell these indulgences.
他们就告诉那些人说，你只要买花这么多钱买这么多的赎罪券的话。
And if you purchase this amount of indulgences,
然后那个你只要一听见那个只一听见箱子里面扑通的声音
，and if you hear that there's a knocking sound in this box，
你的亲人就从炼狱里面就出来了
，and you would know that your relatives just came out from purgatory。
现在你看见在这些人中间到了一个地步，你看见连那个赎罪都可以用钱买来的
，and so now you see forgiveness of sin can be purchased。
有一件真实的故事。
Now there's this story.
从前有一个人就到赎券卖赎罪券那里去买赎罪券。
There was this man who went to this priest and purchased indulgences.
所以他就知道多少的罪已经得到赦免。
And so he knew how much sin would be forgiven.
结果等到那个卖赎罪券和他的人进到丛林里面、森林里面去的时候。
And now when the salesman of these indulgences entered this forest.
然后呢，这个人就把他们的钱通通抢去了。
And this one went in and robbed them of all the money.
所以等到后来他在被抓到的时候
，And when he was arrested,
结果他就把他说买的赎罪券给他看，你看我已经没有罪了，这是赎罪券。
And he took out the indulgences he purchased and said, "See, my sins are forgiven."
所以我们看见这个就是教会黑暗那个时候的情形。
And this was the condition when the church was in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见现在人根本对救恩不光是模糊，根本是完全无知。
So at that time, the church were completely ignorant of salvation.
你就看看教会已经被落到巴比伦到底什么样的地步。
And you will see to what degree was the church in exile.
对于不信主的人，他们当然是不明白。
To the non-believers, of course they wouldn't understand.
因为这个缘故，你看在巴比伦宗教里面的个个都是迷信。
And hence, in the religion of Babylon, everyone was superstitious.
因为撒旦乃是掌死权的魔鬼。
Because Satan is the king who holds the power of
death. 撒旦知道每一个人都是怕死的。
Satan knows that everyone is afraid to die.
所以他想尽各种的办法要得着人的敬拜。
And he uses every method he could to receive worship from men.
尤其一个人过了四十岁，他不迷信也开始迷信起来。
And even a person who have gone past 40 years old, even if he were not superstitious before, he would now.
为什么这些人要去算命呢？
Why would they go and have their life checked out?
Fortune teller.
Fortune, yes.
那为什么他要去算命呢？
Why would they go to fortune teller?
就是因为他不知道他到底能不能过四十岁或者过四十五岁。
Because he did not know whether he would live past 40 or 45.
然后那些算命先生告诉你说，你大概不会超过四十七岁。
And the fortune teller would tell them that you may not go past 47.
那么你就非常紧张，那么谁能改我的命呢？
And so you become very nervous and think, who can change my destiny?
如果你要改命，你要做几件事情。
And if you want to change your fate, the few things you need to do.
然后你办公室，你桌子要换一个。方向
and you have to change your table in another direction.
弟兄姊妹，原因很简单，每一个人都落在掌死权魔鬼的权柄底下。
You find that everyone was in the hand of Satan.
因着这个缘故，不知不觉的人就跟随了许多的迷信。
And so for this reason, many people become superstitious.
那不要忘记，这个在巴比伦宗教的人是如此。
Now, don't forget, not only were the pagans like
this. 你做梦也不会想到教会到了黑暗时期，你看见那个时候的情形就是这样的情形。
And you would not have imagined that that was the condition in the church.
因着这个缘故，弟兄姊妹，你看见现在人只要能够找到一些什么东西，他能够膜拜，然后他就能够，他的罪就能怎样得到赦免。
And so you see how people would rush to things that would tell them their sins are forgiven.
那因着这个缘故，你看见在教会里面充满了许多的迷信。
And because of this, you find superstition is all over the church.
所以有人告诉我们说，这个主耶稣不是为我们钉十字架吗？
Now someone once mentioned that didn't the Lord Jesus was
crucified? 他们说我们找到了那个钉子。
We found the nail.
结果你只要找到钉子，他们就拜那个钉子。
And now they begin to worship that nail.
那么有人说找到刺主耶稣那个枪，那个他们找到一把枪，结果他们就拜那个枪。
And now people discover the spear that pierced the side of the Lord, and now they begin to worship that.
有的人说他们找到了主耶稣的细麻衣服。
And some said they found the fine linen clothing of the Lord.
他们有的时候找到了一个骨头，乃是殉道者的骨头。
And sometimes they found bone fragments of martyrs.
他们觉得这些东西都会显灵的，都会保佑他的。
And they said that these things can protect them.
所以因着这个缘故，你看到处都是这样的迷信。
And so you find these kind of superstitions everywhere.
你叫主耶稣钉十字架，最多三根钉子到四根钉子。
And you know, it only took maybe three or four nails to crucify the Lord Jesus.
结果他们找到了十四根的钉子。
But they found 14 such nails.
所以你看你们这个主耶稣的这个刺主耶稣的枪只有一把，他们找到好几把。
And there were only one spear, but they found many.
所以让我们记得，一直到今天还是如此。
And we find that that is true today.
你说人为什么会这么糊涂呢？
You ask, how can man be so foolish?
为什么这么糊涂？很简单。
Why? Very simple.
因为那个时候的圣经根本是用链子把它链起来的。
Because the Bible was all chained up.
我本来今天呢要给大家看一些图片，就是当初的链子怎么把圣经链起来的。
And I was going to show you guys some pictures of how they chained up the script.
但是很可惜，我的电脑出一点状况，不能做到这件事。
Unfortunately, my computer isn't cooperating.
但是不管怎么样，你知道的的确确，那个时候圣经是用链子把它链起来。
But you know that the scripture was all chained up.
为什么要链子把它链起来
？And why would they do that?
你越不认识圣经
，because the more you are.
你看巴比伦的奥秘越有地位。
Your ignorance of the Bible, the stronger Babylon would be.
当这些人越迷信，你越能够掌握他们。
In your belief system, so the more superstitious they are, the more they are in your control.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
And so,
在这里他们告诉你说教会有两把刀，就圣经主耶稣，有门徒问主耶稣这两把刀，主耶稣是够了。
And they say that there are two swords in the church, and those were the two that Peter was asking Jesus.
他们说这两把刀就代表两个不同的权柄。
And those in the church said that these two swords represent two authorities.
一把刀是指着教皇说的。
One speak of the Pope.
一把刀是指着他做所有人皇帝说的。
And the other is how he would be king over all men.
因为教会已经世界化了，你看见吗？
Because the church is heathenized.
因为教会已经世界 paganized, 已经世界化的缘故。
And because the church is paganized.
所以你看见说现在皇帝不光你看见现在你看见是这个皇帝是管人的身体。
And so now the king is the one
emperor,
that the emperor is the body that would rule over
men. 教会是管教皇是管人的灵魂。
And the pope now has authority over souls of men.
所以看每个人都在两把刀的影子底下。
And so every man live under these two swords.
你不光灵魂被人管，你的身体也被人管。
Not only is your soul being controlled, your body is also controlled.
你怎么样能够有效地来掌管这些人呢？
Now how can you effectively manage and control these people?
他们对于圣经的知识越少越好。
The less they know about the scripture, the better.
如果他们根本不认识圣经，
and if they are completely ignorant of the Bible,
现在是教会怎么说，现在不是圣经怎么说。
And so now the church has the ultimate authority.
那这个时候是最有效的愚民政策，你可以很有效地掌握所有的人。
And so you can effectively control all the people.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，你看见说圣经没有地位。
Because of this, you see,that the scripture had no place.
所以人根本不明白神的旨。
And people were ignorant of God's word.
人很自然的就落在迷信的里面。
And people naturally fall into superstition.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个就是教会的悲剧。
And that is the tragedy of the church.
因着这个缘故，你看见当教会被掳到巴比伦的时候，
And so you see when the church is taken captive to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，你看连那个最起初的根基，救恩的根基都失去了。
You find that the foundation of salvation was lost.
现在有人告诉你，是异教的人告诉你。
And now pagans would tell you.
那个时是巴比伦的宗教要告诉你怎么做的。
And the religion of Babylon would tell you what to do.
所以不要忘记，这就是那个时候的情形。
And that was the condition then.
你知道那个时候在德国有一个大的主教。
And you know there was an archbishop in Germany.
你知道他有一天呢说了一句话，他很骄傲，他很高兴，他说了那么一句话。
And one day he was rather arrogant and said these words.
你知道他怎么说吗？
You know what he said?
他说感谢神。
He said, we thank God.
我幸好没有把圣经中的保罗书信把它读过了，我根本没有读过。
Fortunately, I never read Paul's letters.
他如果我真的把保罗书信都读过的话，
Had I read Paul's letters,
那我一定会像马丁路德一样变成一个异端的人。
And I would become like Martin Luther, a heretic.
这是他的骄傲。
You know, that was his arrogance.
想想看，一个伟大的主教。
And a great archbishop.
现在他能说这样的话，圣经保罗的书信我根本没有读过，幸好我没有读过。
And he said that it is fortunate for him to not have read Paul's letters.
如果你真的把它读过，你就要像马丁路德这样起来造反了。
Because had I done so, I would become a heretic just like Martin Luther.
所以弟兄姊妹，神对于现在你看见这些人完全失去了启示。
You find that these people lost the revelation.
亚伯拉罕因着启示，所以他渡过河。
Abraham crossed the river because of revelation he received.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，他把偶像远远丢在背后。
And because of this, he left the idols behind.
从此以后，他能侍奉又真又活的神。
And from then on, he could serve the only living and true God.
这就是神所拣选的他属地的子民。
And this, from him, God obtained an earthly people.
但是悲剧在什么地方呢？
What was the tragedy?
有一天居然被掳回巴比伦。
One day, they were taken captive back to Babylon.
亚伯拉罕没有得救以前的情形是怎样，现在他们的后裔的情形也是怎样。
And they returned to the condition before Abraham was saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见到了教会到了最黑暗的时候。
And when we see the church entering into the darkest age,
你看见很清楚的。
Very clearly,
这个就是可以很明显的教会是堕落到什么样的地步。
And we see clearly to what degree the church has fallen.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
等到这些人从巴比伦回来的时候。
When some of them returned from Babylon,
圣经告诉我们他们是回到了圣殿的根基。
The scripture says they went back to the foundation of the temple.
根基就是最早的那一部分。
The foundation is the part that was first built.
弟兄姊妹，因着他们回到圣殿的根基。
And because they returned to the foundation,
圣经告诉我们说，他们就重建了那个祭坛。
And the scripture says they rebuilt the altar.
我们知道圣殿有三部分。
We know there are three parts to the temple.
当你从圣殿进去的时候，
When you enter the temple,
你第一个遇见的乃是祭坛。
The first thing you see is the altar.
那就是铜祭坛。
And the bronze altar.
然后你进到圣所。
And then you enter the holy place.
然后进到至圣所。
And then you enter the most holy place.
这就是整个的圣殿。
And that was the temple.
所以如果这些人要把圣殿重建的话，
And so if these people were to rebuild the temple,
他们第一件是要恢复的。
The first thing that they need to restore,
第一，你必须回到原来的根基。
Number one, you have to return to the original foundation.
亚伯拉罕的根基乃是他的启示。
The foundation of Abraham was his revelation.
因为荣耀的神向他显现。
Because the God of glory appeared to him.
就是因着那个启示，你看现在所有的偶像通通丢在后面，他得救了。
And because of that revelation, he threw away all the idols and became saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见当这个神做恢复工作的时候。
And when God was doing this work of recovery,
你看见神就借着一般的得胜者。
And God, through a group of overcomers,
结果你看见就回到了根基。
And they returned to the foundation.
那第一件事情，
the first thing,
乃是恢复那个铜祭坛。
Was to rebuild the brazen altar.
那不要忘记，这个铜祭坛在圣经里面是预表十字架的。
But don't forget, this altar symbolized the cross.
在这个铜祭坛上面有赎罪祭，有赎愆祭，有许许多多的祭，乃是代表我们的主在十字架上为我们所完成的一切。
And because all the offerings that were offered on the altar, such as sin offerings, so on, these are all speaking of the redemption of the Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你看见说，如果今天神做恢复的工作，第一个要恢复的就给我们救恩的根基，那就是十字架。
And so if God was to recover what was lost, the first thing He bring us back to is the cross.
所以因着这个缘故，
because of this,
现在教会明白了，原来我们这些人不是因着行为称义，我们乃是因信我们就称义了。
And some in the church discovered that we were not saved because of works, but because of faith.
那弟兄姊妹，这个恢复因信称义的真理，就是等于回到圣殿的根基。现在你看，第一个恢复的乃是十字架的祭坛。
And recovering this truth of justification by faith is like returning to the brazen altar.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候，
And so when we read church history,
现在你看见如果这些人是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的话，
You find if these people were to return from Babylon to Jerusalem,
那第一件被恢复的就是因信称义的真理。
The first thing that needs to be recovered is justification by faith.
那不止如此，不止如此。
Not only this,
亚伯拉罕所以能渡过河，因为荣耀的神向他显现。
The reason Abraham was able to cross the river was because God appeared to him.
所以你看见当初神在教会中所做的，不光是恢复因信称义的真理。
And so God not only recovered the truth concerning justification,
也恢复了一本公开的圣经。
He also restored to them an open Bible.
所以这个缘故，弟兄姊妹，现在我们能明白神的旨意。
And because of this, now we can begin to understand God's will.
现在荣耀的神能对我们显现。
The God of glory can speak to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你来读教会历史的时候。
And so now as you study church history.
现在我明白了神怎样借着这个马丁路德，借着加尔文，借着词汇里，你看见把因信称义的真理为我们很清楚的恢复过来了。
You discover how God used Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli to restore this truth.Of
那不光如此，从此以后你看见圣经是最高的权威。
And furthermore, you find that the Scripture has the highest authority.
圣经告诉我们教会的元首是怎么说话。
And the Scripture tells us how the head of the church will speak.
现在不是教会怎么说。
It is no longer what the church says.
现在不是耶西别这个女人怎么说。
It is no longer what the woman Jezebel would say.
现在我们要问说主怎么说。
Now the question is, what would the Lord say?
弟兄姊妹。你看见吗？当初所罗巴伯他们回到耶路撒冷所做的事。
And so when Zerubbabel and his people returned to Jerusalem,
这就是后来神在教会里面所做的事。
And what he did then was what God did in the church also.
所以我们看见神借着神在德国兴起了 兴起了马丁路德。
And so the Lord raised up Martin Luther in Germany.
然后神在瑞士就兴起了，在法语的世界就兴起了加尔文。
And in Switzerland, in the French-speaking region, he raised Calvin.
然后在德语的世界，他就兴起了斯惠里。
And in the German-speaking region, he raised up Zwingli.
你看见他们几乎同一个时候看见同样的亮光。
And you find that they came to the same light.Simultaneously,
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
Don't forget.
可以说教会经过了黑暗时期所失去那些最基本的东西
The things that were lost, the most fundamental things that were lost.
现在这些亮光大家重新看见了
Now these lights begin to shine again.
所以现在晨星开始出现了
And so now morning star begin to appear.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗教会长期以来黑暗时期中所失去的这些你看终于恢复起来
The things that were lost when the churchwent into darkness are now recovered.
所以我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们不只能有一本公开的圣经。
So now we not only have an open Bible.
我们每一个人都能明白神的旨意。
Everyone has the opportunity to understand the scripture.
这个可以说一个非常重要的恢复。
And this is a very important recovery.
但是不要忘记，这个乃是恢复其中的一部分。
But don't forget, this is only a part of the work of recovery.
我们说过，教会被掳到巴比伦有两点。
Now we mentioned again that there were two things when the church was
exiled. 第一点，他对整个的救恩不光是模糊了，而且是无知了。
The first one was not only was the church unclear, but they were ignorant of salvation truth.
所以神在教会里面恢复的时候，很自然的就恢复了因信称义的真理。
And hence, when the work of recovery began,the first thing recovered was justification by faith.
也很自然恢复了圣经的权威性。
And naturally, the authority of the Bible is restored.
圣经乃是基督生活最高的准则。
And the Bible is the ultimate arbitrator of Christian life.
所以因为这个缘故。
And because of this,
弟兄姊妹，你看见说现在你看见神在教会里面做了复兴的工作。
And now God is doing this work of restoration in the church.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候
，So when we read church history,
我们读马丁路德的故事
，When you read the story of Martin Luther,
读加尔文的故事
，The story of Calvin,
然后读茨惠里的故事
，The story of Zwingli,
从他们不每一个人的身上
，And from them,
我们都得着了许许多多的帮助
，We obtain a great deal of help.
那么在这个加尔文身上不止如此
，And in the life of Calvin,
那加尔文特别给我们看见是一切都是恩典。
From Calvin, we learn that all what we receive is grace.
神在创立世界以前就已经拣选了我们。
And God chose us before the foundation of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有一个人像加尔文那样看见恩典看见了那么多的。
And no one saw what grace was as clear as Calvin.
我们乃是一个罪人，是个无可救药的罪人。
And we are a total wretched sinner.
但是有一天神居然临到了我们。
But one day God would come to us.
我们什么都不能做。
And we could not do anything to help ourselves.
主在十字架上所做的。
And everything was done on the cross by the Lord.
一切都是恩典。
It was all grace.
你知道在这方面传的最清楚的就是加尔文。
And the one who preached this most clearly was Calvin.
我们感谢加尔文的亮光从什么地方来的。
Where did he receive this light?
加尔文的亮光是从奥古斯丁来的。
He received them from St. Augustine.
奥古斯丁的亮光从哪里来的
？Where did Augustine receive that light?
那是从保罗的书信里面来的。
He received them from the letters of Saint Apostle Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗
？So now we see.
因着保罗的书信向加尔文开启的缘故。
Because the epistles of Paul were opened to Calvin.
现在教会认识什么是恩典了。
Now the church understand what is grace.
不过不要忘记。
But don't forget.
所谓改革中的神学。
The Reformed theology
就是加尔文的神学。
It is a theology of Calvin.
就是奥古斯丁的神学。
The theology of Augustine.
就是保罗的神学。
The theology of Paul.
但是不是圣经的全部。
But that's not the whole of the Bible.
圣经的启示，那不是圣经的全，圣经全部的启示。
The revelation of the entire Bible.
是保罗的启示加上约翰的启示加上彼得的启示加上其他的启示。
It is Paul's revelation plus John's revelation plus many others.
所以今天你要跟随的是神自己的话。
And so today we need to go to God's word.
我们为着加尔文的认识来感谢主。
We thank God for what Calvin saw.
但这个给我们看的是圣经中启示的一部分。
But we have to understand this is only a part of the revelation
given in the Bible. 弟兄姊妹，看见吗？我们宝贝这些启示。
And we treasure this revelation.
但是我们叫圣经的启示不只是保罗的启示。
But we have to understand revelation not only was given to Paul.
你看见就因着这个缘故。
And because of this,
你看见后来神就继续地在那里工作。
You find that God continued to do that work.
所以我们看见马丁路德加尔文的工作是开始不是结束。
And so the work of Luther and Calvin is only a beginning.
他们的工作是起步但是不是高峰。
And they were the beginning, they were never the apex.
但是今天的人住在什么地方呢?
But many people, where are they today?
我们怀念那个时候神所给我们的。
And they often would reflect on what God gave them then.
所以有的人就回到那个光景里面去。
And so they would go back to that condition and stay there.
所以有的人说我们是相信 reform, 我们是改革中的。
And so we are the reformed church.
有的人说不是我们是 dispensation 的。
And some would say, no, we are dispensationalist.
我们是时代派的。那弟兄姊妹不管你是什么派的。
And so doesn't matter. No matter what denomination you are,
你所以这样的感觉，因为你觉得神的启示多么宝贵。
Because you sense the value, the preciousness of God's revelation.
加尔文不管看见也多少。
And no matter how much Calvin saw,
我们为了他看见感谢主。
We thank God for what he saw.
你知道，一直到今天，这个影响是很深远，很深远。
We know the influence from Calvin is profound even today.
你知道，连新派曾经有一度几乎到不可收拾的地步 ，liberal 几乎不可收拾的地步。
And you know. The liberals, they were to a point where they, it was to the extreme.
你知道到了后来，他们有个改头换面的一个做法。
And there was a metamorphism that occurred to them.
他们虽然不相信圣经都是神的话。
Even though they don't believe that the scripture is God's word.
但是他们是从加尔文的认识真理来做起点的。
But their starting point was the theology of Calvin.
所以他们告诉你说，我们相信信心的基督，我们不相信历史的耶稣。
And so they said that we believe in the Christ of faith, but not in the historical Jesus.
所以让我们记得。
And so let us remember.
的确确，加尔文给教会带来个莫大的影响。
It is true, Calvin brought profound influence to the church.
这是神借着加尔文给我们的。
And that was what God did through Calvin.
我们也感谢主，主怎样借着马丁路德给我们看见。
And we thank God of the justification by faith from Luther.
而且马丁路德看得更清楚的就是大家都是祭司。
And what Luther also saw clearly was that we are all priests.
在我们与神中间没有居间的阶级。
And there is no mediator between us and the Lord.
每一个人都可以来到神的面前。
Everyone can come to the Lord.
主的宝血买了多少人？
However many was purchased by the blood of Christ,
在教会里面就有多少祭司。
And that's how many priests there are in the church.
我们每个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看这个就是我们的弟兄从主的话里面看见的。
This was what Luther saw from God's word.
那么不止如此。
Furthermore,
那么后来你看见词汇里也给我们看见。
Later on, Swingley showed us,
我们今天所拨的饼和我们所喝的杯。
The bread that we break and the cup that we drink from,
乃是爱的标记
are symbols of love.
原因很简单，因为当时教会堕落到黑暗时期的时候。
Because when the church was in darkness,
他们认为说，如果你在那里每次在望弥撒就是拨饼的时候。
And every time when you attend mass, that is when you come to communion table.
等到神父在那里祝福饼和杯的时候。
Now when the father was blessing the cup.
就在他祝福的时候。
Just at the moment when he blessed the cup.
那一块饼就真的变成基督的身体。
That bread become the true substance of the body of Christ.
那么那个杯就真的变成基督的血。
And that cup.Really become the blood of Christ.
所以你领这个饼和杯，你一定要跪着的。
And so you have to kneel down to partake of this.
因为你看主就在这里，你怎么能不跪着的？
Because the Lord is right here.
所以这个是教会黑暗的时候所看，这个也是巴比伦的奥秘其中的一部分。
And that was part of the mystery of Babylon, the deep things, and that was
the
understanding
then. 因为这个缘故，有一段的时间。
And so for a period of time,
你看普通的平信徒不能喝杯的。
And the nominal Christians, they could never partake of the cup. Lay people.
你们他们普通来领这个弥撒的时候。
And so when they come to mass,
所以他们可以吃饼，他们不可以喝杯。
They can eat the wafer, they cannot take the cup.
因为他们怕说，既然这个杯里面是主耶稣的血，你不小心把血掉到地上，这很严重的事。
And because the cup contains the blood of Jesus, if you spill them on the floor, that's a
所以有一段很长的时间，只有领弥撒的人喝那个杯，下面人通通不喝。
And so for a period of time, only those who receive mass can partake of the cup.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就是教会在黑暗的时候，大家都这么以为的。
And that was the practice understanding when the church was in darkness.
等到马丁路德明白主的话以后。
Now when Martin Luther
和杯能变成基督的身体，变成基督的这个血，他不相信。
Martin Luther did not believe in this transubstantiation of the bread and the cup.
但是他这样说。
But he said that
他认为说，当我们拨饼喝杯的时候，那个一这个饼杯一祝福，主就在这里。
But he did believe that at the moment when the bread and the cup is blessed, the Lord's presence is right here.
主实实在在在这里。
The Lord is right here.
这是马丁路德看见的。
And that's what Martin Luther saw.
那加尔文所看见的呢？
Now how about Calvin?
他认为那个同在不是主真的在这里。
Now he felt that the presence was not in a physical sense.
意思就是说，乃是属灵的同在。
But that it is a spiritual presence.
那在这三个人的中间。
And so among these three people,
你看见只有 Swingley 看得最准确的。
And what you find is that Swingley saw it most accurately.
他看见说，这个圣经里面所说的饼和杯不过是爱的标记。
What he saw was that the bread and the cup is a symbol of love.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
你看见说，神不只借着一个人，乃是借着许多人，就把真理很清楚的一个一个就为我们恢复。
And so you see that these truths were recovered not by an individual but by many people.
那现在我们要来看另外的一面。
Now let us turn to another aspect.
教会被掳到巴比伦，那不只是失去了，不只是救恩的根基都失去了。
The church not only lost the foundation when it was in darkness.
那教会的纯洁也失去了。
The purity of the church was also lost.
我们说过，教会被掳到巴比伦，就是教会犹太化了，就是教会。就世界化。
And we mentioned that captivity to Babylon for the church means that it's Judaized and it's paganized.
那么教会怎么变成犹太化，怎么变成世界化的？
And how did that happen?
那如果你读教会历史就很清楚。
And if you read church history, it's clear.
这个第二世纪的时候，有一个教父，他的名叫伊格纳丢。
And there was a church father Ignatius in the second
century. 他是安提阿教会的建筑。
He was the bishop of the church in Antioch.
在那个时候
，at that time，
他因着教会受逼迫
，because of the persecution suffered by the church， 因着
有许多的异端
，and because there were many heresies，
所以他就看见说，为着你能更有效的能管理教会
，and so in order to effectively manage the church，
所以以格拿丢是第一个人告诉我们说。这个圣经中的建督和长老是不一样的。
And so Ignatius was the first one to make a distinction between elders and overseers.
那么在圣经里面，如果我们读圣经的话，是长老就是建督，建督就是长老。
And in the scripture, you find that the elder is the overseer or the bishop, and the bishop is the elder.
你看，长老是他的职分。
And the elder is his ministry.
你看见监督是他的功能。
The overseer is his function.
所以他在教会里面是做眼睛的。
And so he serves as the eye for the body.
你有多少个长老，就有多少个监督。
And so however many elders there are, that's how many bishop or overseers you have.
但是因着更有效的管理教会的缘故。
But in order to rule the church, more effectively.
所以在这个时候呢，这个慢慢慢慢的有一个说法出来了，那就是说，事实上这个监督是比长老要大。
And so, so he began to show that the bishop is greater than the elder.
那每一个教会里面最重要的就是监督。
And that the most important person in the church is the bishop.
有许多的长老。
There are many elders.
但是还有个长老长，那就是监督。
But there is an elder of elders, and that is the bishop.
在这些里面，监督的权柄是最高的。
And the bishop has the highest authority.
所以到了主后250年的时候。
And so, AD 250,
你看在罗马的教会。
And the church in Rome,
是一个监督。
There was only one bishop.
底下是46个长老。
And there are 46 elders under him.
所以你就知道说这个架构已经在那个时候已经开始了。
And so that structure has taken form.
但圣经里面从来没有这件事，没有这样的教训。
But if you read the scripture, it was never mentioned.
监督就长老，长老就是监督。
Overseers and bishops are the elders.
而且长老是多数的。
And the elders are always occurring.
你看见吗？这些人一同在神面前负责的。
Because these people are responsible before the Lord together.
他们一同在 神面前做眼睛的。
And they serve as the eye for the body.
他们一同在神面前是看守羊群的。
And they serve as shepherds for the sheep, for the flock.
这就是为什么有多少个长老就有多少个建筑。
And so, however many bishops there are, that's how many elders you have.
但结果我们知道说，到了第二世纪，我们说过，从伊格纳丢以后，慢慢教会就开始走了样子。
But from Ignatius of second century, the church began to change.
所以在长老的上面就开始有了建筑了。
And now above the elders, you have the bishop.
那么到了主后246年左右。
Now about 246 AD,
教会历史里面出了一个天才。
Now there was this genius.
那么这个人呢，他的名字叫做居普良。
And his name was Cyprian.
那么居普良是在主后246年得救的。
And he was converted in the year 246 AD.
他只有两年就做了迦太基的建筑，就做了那一代的建筑。
And in 2 years, he became the bishop of Carthage.
那么在迦太基就做了迦太基的建筑。
And he became the bishop of the church in
Carthage. 那不要忘记，这个只是说在他底下有好多的长老来说的。
And so there are many elders below him.
你看蒙恩得救才两年。
You see that he was saved only for 2 years.
他的追求是非常惊人的。
And so his pursuit was tremendous.
结果很在两年之内，你看他就在一个很重要的位置上。
In 2 years, he was promoted to such a position.
在那个时候，他特别注意到教会的合一。
And he paid much attention to the unity of the church.
他一共写了81封信，就是讲到教会的合一的。
He wrote 81 letters to talk about church unity.
他认为教会的合一是由建筑们来维持的。
And he felt that the unity of the church is maintained by the bishop.
他认为马太福音十六章主把那个教会的把天国的钥匙不是给彼得嘛，就是给建筑的。
And he felt that the keys that were given to Peter in Matthew 16. Were the ones that were given to the bishops.
那如果这样的话，在每一个教会、每一个城里、每一个城里面只有一个建筑。
And so because of this, every city will only have one bishop.
而这个建筑只有他可以替人受浸。
And he is the only one that can minister baptism.
而且只有他可以为饼杯祝福。
And he is the only one who can bless the bread and the cup.
当他这个祝福这个饼杯的时候
，And when he does that,
那么既然他们相信这个饼真的就变成主的身体
，And because they believe that this bread would transform into the body of Christ,
那杯真的变成基督的血了
，And that the cup would really transform into the blood of Christ.
所以这些建筑就好像犹太教中的祭司一样
，And so these bishops were like the priests.In Israel,
祭司他们的犹太的祭司怎样手里拿着祭物
？And how the priests in Old Testament would bring sacrifices?
所以这些建筑手里拿着饼和杯。
And so this bishop would bring bread and cup.
这里是基督的血和基督的身体。
Now you have the flesh of the Christ and the blood of Christ.
所以很明显的，建筑所做的事乃是献祭的事。
And so clearly, the work of bishop is.To offer sacrifice.
这些建筑就变成祭司了。
And so these bishops are priests.
现在主的桌子就变成祭坛了。
And now the Lord's table has become the altar.
你看主的桌子本来是放饼和杯的。
And the table was originally for bread and cup.
那既然祭物摆在这里，这个明显就是祭坛嘛。
But now these bread and cup has become sacrifices. So this is an altar.
如果这个桌子变成祭坛的话
，And so if this table has become an altar,
那么你所在的那个大的会堂就是 Basilica 就变成圣殿了。
Now the basilica that you are in becomes the temple.
所以就这个缘故。
And because of this,
我们已经说过，所谓的 basilica 大会堂是三部分。你一进去的时候，有前面一个大厅。
And so there are three parts to a basilica. There is this big foyer.
然后两旁通通是走廊。
A big hall, and then there are two hallways on the side.
然后你一直往前去。
And if you go to the end of the building,
你就会发现，在最尽头啊，你会发现一个圆柱形的建筑。
And you will find that the wall is curved in a circular manner.
你如果进到那个里面的话
，And so if you enter into that part of the building,
他们说这个就是圣所了。
They say that is the holy place.
为什么是圣所呢
？Why?
因为在你进到以前，主的桌子摆在那里。
Because before you enter that area, there's the table.
那个就是祭坛了。
That table is the altar.
如果你再往里面去，那个当然就变成 sanctuary， 就变成圣所了。
And of course, if you move further, that becomes the sanctuary, the holy
place. 所以现在你知道为什么他们进到大教堂，他们说进到圣所 sanctuary 特别指着那一段来说的。
And so when they talk about entering the sanctuary, that's the part of the building they're talking about. about.
那么在那个时候
，at that time，
这些大的这些建筑，他们和长老们坐的地方在哪里呢？就是坐在那个整个那个半圆里面最里面的那一部分。
And the bishops and the elders would sit on chairs that are right by the wall.
那大家不要忘记，这个模式慢慢慢慢就开始一直持续下去。
And that pattern was maintained throughout.
所以因着这个缘故
，because of this，
弟兄姊妹，你看教会犹太化了。
The church became Judaized.
你在犹太教里面所看见的，在基督教里面都看见了。
And the thing that you saw in Judaism, now you find them in the church.
现在这些人叫做祭司。
These people now are priests.
现在他们穿的衣服就好像犹太教祭司的衣服一样。
And the clothing that they wear are like the robes of the priests.
Garment.
A garment.
你看见他们所做的这一切就好像犹太教里面献祭一样。
And the things that they do is like the priests offering sacrifices in the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想这个就，所以这个就变成慢慢慢慢，你看教会就犹太教化了。
And so gradually the church became Judaized.
所以居普良说过这样的话。
And Cyprian said these words.
他说只有一位真神。
He said there's only one true God.
只有一个教会。
There's one church.
也只有一个权柄。
And there's one authority.
不在基督教会里的就不是基督徒。
And whoever is not in the church, he is not a Christian.
人如果不以教会做他的母亲，就不能让神做他的父亲。
And if the church is not this person's mother, then God would not be his father.
在教会之外没有救恩。
There is no salvation outside of the church.
教会乃是建立在建筑的合一上。
And the church is built upon the unity of the bishops.
建筑在教会里面。
Now bishops are in the church.
教会也在建筑里面。
The church is also in the bishops.
如果一个人不与建筑同心，他应该就不是教会里面。
And so if one person is not one mind with the bishops, they are not in the church.
弟兄姊妹，居普良在教会里面是举足轻重的一个人物。
Now, Cyprian was an important, prominent man.
后来又出了一个很著名的人物，就是 Augustine.
And later on, another famous person came upon the scene.
就是这些人，就后来替整个的教会就来了一些理论上的架构。
And that was Augustine. And from these people, now there is a structure of theoretical teaching.
但是我们不要忘记，这都是圣经里面没有的。
But we have to remember that these were not in the Bible.
但是不要忘记。教会只要被掳到巴比伦去
，But don't forget when the church is taken captive in
Babylon， 你看见教会就已经犹太化了
，You find that the church becomes Judaized，
而且教会就世界化了
，And that the church has become paganized。
我们说过，奥古斯丁因为受了罗马帝国王国的刺激
，Now because Augustine was disturbed by the fall of Rome，
那么他认为说罗马帝国会亡国。
And he felt that if Roman Empire would fall one day,
但是教会不能亡。
That can never happen to the church.
教会就是神的城。
So the church is the city of God.
所以神的国在地上。
And so the kingdom of God is on earth.
那从那个以后开始。
And from that time on,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会里面不光是有建筑。
And so not only there are overseers.
那么同时你看见有教皇。
You also find the Pope.
So, 从第四世纪开始，你看教皇和主教这些架构就慢慢就开始。
And so, from 4th century onward, you will find the Pope and the Bishop and that system.
当你看见这些事情发生的时候
，And when you see these things happen,
你就知道是教会已经是犹太化了，而且世界化了。
And so you know that the church is Judaized and paganized.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的主说，你们都是弟兄。
But the Lord said, "You are all brothers."
但是教会里面竟然有人叫父亲，竟然有人你要称呼他做父亲。
But now in the church, you have to call someone father.
这证明什么
？What does that tell
就证明说，今天你在教会里面所看见，已经是犹太教里面所看见。
And so what you see today in the church is what you will see in Judaism.
但是更叫人惊讶的。
But what's more amazing?
你看见说，今天教皇所在的位置。
The position that the Pope holds.
虽然罗马帝国不见了
，Even though the Roman Empire is no longer exists.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看，教会就取代了那个已经亡国的西罗马帝国。
But the church has now taken the place of the fallen Western
Roman Empire. 这就是为什么后来在教会黑暗时期。
And that's why when the church was in the Dark Ages.
教会和地上的政治纠缠不清的缘故。
The church and political powers in the world.Are never clear.
当地上有许许多多的君王诸侯出现以后
and when there are kings and rulers
你看你那个冲突是永远是政治之间的冲突。
You find that they are always in conflict with the church.
所以我们从这些地方就看得很清楚。
And we see this clearly.
等到马丁路德跟加尔文他们被主兴起来的时候。
When Martin Luther and Calvin was raised up by the Lord.
所以你看见他们不只是恢复了救恩的根基。
Not only they restore the foundation for salvation.
他们不只重建耶路，他们不只是重建了那个祭坛。
Not only they rebuilt the altar.
你知道说所罗巴伯这些人回来，他们要把圣殿重建起来。
And you know that Zerubbabel and his people would return to rebuild the temple.
换句话说
，In another word.
那根据主的话很清楚的。岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
And God's word is very clear that do you not know that you are the temple of God?
神的殿就是你们。
So you are the temple of God.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以等到马丁路德这些人被主兴起来以后。
And so when Martin Luther and these people were raised up.
他们不只给我们因信称义的真理。
Not only do they bring us justification by faith.
不只给我们个公开的圣经。
And an open Bible.
那更重要的弟兄姊妹。
Furthermore,
你看见这些人就把我们带回到教会的纯洁。
More importantly, they bring us back to the purity of the church.
那弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那就是说，今天我们如果从巴比伦回来的话，
That means if today we are to return from Babylon,
教会不能够犹太化。
The church has to come out of Judaism.
换一句话说，你们都是弟兄。
In other words, you are all brothers.
我们本来就是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
在神与我们中间没有居间的阶级。
And there is no intermediate levels between God and us.
所以这是非常非常重要的。
So this is very important.
居间的阶级，这个居间阶级是没有的。
There are no intermediate classes.
所以什么是教会呢？
And so what is the church?
教会乃是包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
The church.Is are those who are redeemed by the Lord.
你知道这是马丁路德的看见。
And that's what Martin Luther said.
马丁路德不满意那个时候的教会。
And Martin Luther was not content with the church.
因为等到马丁路德起来以后。
Because when he began to teach.
不错，他们离开了罗马天主教。
And even though they have departed from Roman Catholicism.
但是不要忘记，现在的教会乃是路德会。
But now the church turned into Lutheranism.
那么什么是路德会呢？
What does that mean?
所有生在德国的人都是路德教会里面的人。
And all who are born in Germany are Lutherans.
从前在罗马天主教的时候。
Those who were in Roman Catholic.
罗马帝国有多少的公民？罗马教这个我们知道，这个罗马的教会就有多少个 member， 就有多少个人。
And however many citizens they are in Roman Empire, that's how many members they are in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是当初的情形。
And so that was the condition.
那现在马丁路德看见了。
But now Martin Luther began to see.
特别当他。起来宣告那个九十五条宣告以后
，and especially when he had those 95 lists
declaration， 他很自然的是反对赎罪券
，and so clearly he was against indulgence。
他很自然的告诉我们大家，我们因信就能够称义
，and clearly he shows that we are justified by faith。
然后弟兄姊妹就在两年以后
，and then 2 years later，
你看神的圣经应作现在他能够读主的话。
And so now the Bible is open to people.
所以圣经的亮光就很自然地照亮在他的身上。
And so the light from God's word began to shine on him.
所以两年以后
，So 2 years later,
他有一个很重要的发现。
He had a tremendous discovery.
他发现教会已经被掳到巴比伦去。
He discovered that the church was taken captive to Babylon.
而且他从启示录里面读出来。
And that based on the book of Revelation.
那个坐在教皇宝座上那一位就是圣经所说的敌基督。
And the one who sits on the seat of the Pope, he is the Antichrist.
所以他觉得我们应当从巴比伦出来才对。
And so he felt that we need to come out of Babylon.
所以等到教皇的命令临到他的时候。
And so when the edict was proclaimed against him,
他就带着一般的人就到城外就把这个命令把它烧掉了。
And he went outside the city with a group of people and burned the edict.
所以我们要从那天开始。
And so from that day on,
不光大家明白因信称义的真理。
Not only do we understand justification by faith,
那更清楚的，从此以后你们都是弟兄。
And from now on, we understand we are all brothers.
所以从那天开始，你看这些人，他们就从罗马天主教里面就完全分别出来了。
And so now these people have come out of Roman Catholicism.
但是大家不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为马丁路德改教的时候，是一些德国的皇帝跟诸侯帮助他们。
And there were noblemen who assisted Martin Luther.
他们是用刀用枪来帮助马丁路德得到天下的。
And they give power through weapons, to Martin Luther to reform.
当初就这些人保护马丁路德的性命。
And they protected the life of Martin Luther.
那因着他们影响的缘故。
And because of their influence.
本来教会是全世界的。
Initially, the church is Catholic.
现在因为德国这些神的儿女们被看见亮光了。
And but now because those because there was the believers in Germany who received new life.
现在不是罗马教会。
And so it is no longer Roman.
但是现在只要生在德国的，他们通通是德国教会里面的人。
But now everyone who is born in Germany is a Lutheran.
弟兄姊妹，这个很自然是那个时候的实行。
And so that was the practice at that time.
但是马丁路德在他的著作里面一再告诉我们，他不相信这件事情。
But in his writing, Martin Luther repeatedly said that he didn't believe in those.
他对那个情形不满意。
He was not satisfied.
他说，当我们擘饼纪念主的时候
，He said when we come to the Lord's table,
这个饼和杯只属于那些主救恩所救赎回来的。
The bread and the cup only belong to those who are redeemed by the Lord.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是只包括那些蒙恩。
The church only consists of those who are redeemed and saved.
所以你如果读马丁路德的著作的话
，and so when you read the writings of Martin Luther,
他心中有一种的痛苦
，and he has this pain.
他的确看见了教会是基督的身体
，he did see the body of Christ.
但是因着外面大环境的影响，叫他不能够实现他所看见的。
Because of the circumstance he was in, he could not practice what he understood.
所以后来他怎么说呢
？And so what did he say later?
后来他说：“哦，巴不得有一天我能看见在大教会里面有个小教会。”
He said, "Oh, how would I see one day that there's a small church within the big church?"
他所说的大教会是指德国教会说的。
And the big church is talking about the church of Germany.
他所说的小教会，那是说在这里面蒙恩得有真正属乎基督身体的人。
The small church.Are those who are truly redeemed and belong to Christ.
所以这是他的愿望。
And so that was his wish.
巴不得有一天他知道教会的前途乃在这些人的身上。
And he felt that the future would be in the hands of these people.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这是马丁路德所看见的。
And brother, that's what Martin Luther saw.
马丁路德的确看见你们都是弟兄。
And he did see that we are all brothers.
他说我们都是祭司。
He said we are all priests.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚的。你看见说教会是不能够犹太化的。
And so the church should never be mixed with.
所以回到耶路撒冷。
So they need to return to Jerusalem.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
那就是说回到弟兄相爱。
It go back to brotherly love.
我们通通是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately.
马丁路德的看见和他的实行有一段很大的差距。
There's a huge difference between what Martin Luther saw and what he practiced.
这是他痛苦的地方。
And that's what caused him much pain.
所以好像圣殿重建了，但是后来停工了。
And so it's as if the work of rebuilding temple began, but it stopped.
等一等，神在教会要兴起另外一班人。
And what we see, God will raise up another group.
要完成马丁路德所没有完成的。
And to complete.What Martin Luther began.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果读以斯拉记的话
，And when you read the book of Ezra,
你看所罗巴伯这些人，他们的的确确要兴建神的殿。
You see that Zerubbabel and the people really were restoring the temple.
但是他们最后不能达成他们的愿望。
But they couldn't fulfill their wish.
所以不知不觉就停工了。
And so after a while, the work stopped.
经过马丁路德改教有100年，后来好像这个教会变得非常非常的死沉。
And so after 100 years of Reformation, the church.Seems dead.
那这个就是那个以斯拉记给我们看见的情形。
And that was the condition we saw in the book of Ezra.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
神兴起了两个先知。
The Lord raised up two prophets.
一个是哈该，一个就是撒加利亚。
One was Haggai, the other Zechariah.
一个是老年的先知，一个是少年的先知。
One was an elderly prophet, the other was a young prophet.
然后因着主的话临到教会。
And because the word came upon the church.
他们最后，他们又把还没有完成的把它完成。
And so they resumed the work.Of
最后他们终于完成了
And in the end, they finished.
弟兄姊妹这个就是神在教会中要做的工作
And this is the same thing that God was doing in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗他们的确是看见了
And so brothers and sisters, they did see what needs to be done.
而且他们看见教会不能世界化
And they see that the church can never be married
所以教会里面没有教皇的
And so in the church, there is no such thing as
pope. 你看教会里面的秩序不是像一个帝国里面的秩序一样
And so the order of the church is not like that of a nation.
政治跟教会应该是分开的。
And politics and the church ought to be separated.
这个君王和诸侯是世界上的事。
And kings and rulers, these are the world.
你们都
是弟兄。
But you are brothers.
你们中间不可以如此。
And you, it is not so among you.
这个世界有君王有大臣，但你们不可以如此。
And there are great men, there are rulers, there are kings in this world, but not so among
you. 我们看见马丁路德的确愿意这样。
And so Martin Luther saw that he wanted that.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but
他身不由己。
And he could not.
他有那个愿望，他做不到。
And even though he wanted it, but he could not achieve.
所以不知不觉的，路德会事实上变成个国家的教会。
And later on, the Lutheran Church become a national church.
你看见当你讲到教会中的许多的事情的时候，
because when you talk about many things in the church,
不光是教会中的长老们有一票，
and
连这些政治上的人物也有他的一票。
Not only do the elders have a vote, but the rulers in the world also has a vote.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹， Brother, 就说你们不可以如此。
The Lord said, "It is not so among you."
教会不止不能够犹太化，教会也不能世界化。
And the church, not only cannot be Judaized, but cannot be paganized.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里很清楚，神要让教会要看见教会完全是属天的。
And so here we see clearly that the church ought to be heavenly.
教会属天到一个地步。
And they ought to be heavenly in nature.
你看不见犹太的影子，也看不见世界的影子。
That you should not see the shadow of Judaism or the world.
什么时候教会被掳到巴比伦去？
But whenever the church is taken captive to Babylon.
很可惜，弟兄姊妹，你在教会里面看见旧约的影子。
And the sad thing is, you see the Judaism.
你在教会里面，你也看见世界的东西。
And you also find the world in the church.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天主把我们带回到耶路撒冷，
if today the Lord is bringing us back to Jerusalem,
很清楚，弟兄姊妹，
it is very clear.
如果是耶路撒冷，
if this is Jerusalem,
如果这是神的旨意，
if this is God's will,
你们都是弟兄，
you are all brothers.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
没有犹太教中间的情形。
There are no such things from Judaism.
也没有世界的情形。
And there is no such things from the world.
所以世界和教会。
And so the world and the church.
教会和世界。
And the church and the world.
是完全分开的。
Are completely distinct from each other.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
等到主兴起马丁路德、加尔文和斯会里的时候。
When the Lord raised up Luther, Calvin and Zwingli,
他们真是愿意照着主的话来做。
Now these people, they really wanted to do what
God had in mind. 但是因为祝福太大。
But because the blessing was so great.
尤其日内瓦的祝福太大。
Especially the blessing in Geneva.
你知道日内瓦是教会历史一个很特别的例子。
And you know, what happened in Geneva is a very important example.
福音传到日内瓦。
The gospel came to Geneva.
弟兄姊妹，那个结果是没有人能想象得到的。
And the result was unimagined.
那个祝福是没有人想得到的。
The blessing was unimagined.
日内瓦只有13,000人那个时候。
There were only 130,000 people living.
那时候加尔文一个礼拜要讲17篇的道。
And Calvin has to preach 17 times a week.
你看全城的人都听加尔文讲道。
And the entire city came to listen to Calvin.
你看见不止这些人蒙恩得救，而且你看这些人明白真理。
And they were not only saved, but they understood the truth.
那祝福太大了。
And the blessing was great.
结果日内瓦就变成一个很重要的模型。
And Geneva became
a model.
A model.
所以后来全世界受逼迫的人就到日内瓦去了。
And so every people that were persecuted everywhere will come to Geneva.
有一个很有名的人叫 John Knox， 叫做约翰诺斯。
And there was a famous person named John Knox.
他是从苏格兰来的。
And he was from Scotland.
他向神要苏格兰的灵魂。
And he asked the Lord for the souls in Scotland.
他说神啊，求你把苏格兰给我，要么把死给我。
And she said, Lord, give me death or give me Scotland.
那是很有名的祷告的。
And that was a famous prayer.
感谢主，有一天，然后他从日内瓦回去了。
And thank the Lord, one day he did return from Geneva.
他从日内瓦得着帮助。
And he obtained help from Geneva.
他亲眼看见日内瓦蒙主祝福的情形。
He saw the condition, the blessed condition in Geneva.
现在他巴不得神在苏格兰也做同样的工作。
And he wanted God to do the same thing in Scotland.
不要忘记日内瓦只是个城市。
Now Geneva was only a city.
但是现在苏格兰乃是个国家。
Now Scotland was a country.
很稀奇，神真的听到他的祷告。
And amazingly, God listened to his prayer.
弟兄姊妹，现在主不光这个福音不光得着日内瓦，也得着一个整个的苏格兰。
God answers, but not only was there Geneva, but now the whole land of Scotland.
但是问题在这里。
But
神的祝福太大了。
When God's blessing was so great.
不错，现在不再是教会世界化了。
Now the church too is no longer worldly.
结果他们有一个雄心，圣经里面没有的。
Now they have an ambition that is not in the Bible.
所以跟随加尔文的人
So those followers of Calvin,
一直到今天也是如此
Until today it's the same.
大家不要忘记，当初来美国的那一批人就是跟随加尔文的人
And the people that first came to America were followers of Calvin.
他们把加尔文的梦也带到美国来了
They brought Calvin's dream to America.
我们说美国的立国的根基，事实上圣经的根基
You see,United States was founded on the scripture.
但那个理想是加尔文的理想。
That ideal. That ideal was from Calvin.
而且那个梦乃是加尔文的梦。
And that was Calvin's dream.
所以我们在教会历史里面，不光是加尔文在日内瓦成功的。
And so not only Calvin was successful in Geneva.
他在苏格兰成功的。
And he was successful in Scotland.
他在美国也是成功的。
He was also successful in North America.
弟兄姊妹，那个影响是非常非常大的。
And so you see the how great the influence was.
结果是什么呢
？So what's end result?
现在不是。教会世界化
Now the church is no longer worldly
现在是世界教会化
Now the world has become Christianized
弟兄姊妹两样同样是世界
And so same thing, it's the world
所以圣灵必须往前做才可以
And so the Holy Spirit has to move forward
你看见吗好不容易世界丢掉了
And so it was with difficulty to get out of the world.
祝福太大了
But the blessing was so great.
现在跑到另外一个极端去了
So now the church has gone to another extreme.
所以弟兄姊妹不管是教会世界化或者世界教会化
Whether the church has become worldly or the world has become Christianized.
你看基本的原则从巴比伦回来就是从世界回来与世界一刀两断的
But the underlying principle ought to be that when you come out from Babylon, you should have nothing to do with the world.
这就是主要所做的恢复的工作。
And that was the work of recovery that the Lord
wanted to do. 当你读教会历史的时候
But when you read church history,
这是非常非常重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle
to follow. 我们今天对教会的路不清楚。
Today we are unclear about the way
因为我们对教会的历史不清楚
Because we are unclear about church history
我们没有从教会历史里面得到一些教训
We have not learned a lesson from church history
如果我们得到教训的话
Because have we learned
我们就知道今天的我们道路应该怎样走
Then we will know how we ought to walk
我们的时间已经没有了
Now our time is up
所以我们只能停在这里
We will stop here
那今天晚上我们还要继续
Now tonight we will continue.
我们要看圣灵怎么做。
We want to see how the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不满意的。
How the Holy Spirit was discontent.
他会兴起一般的得胜者。
How he will raise up a group of
overcomers. 来表达圣灵的感觉。
To express the feeling of
the Holy Spirit. 好让圣灵能够完成他所要完成的旨意。
So that the Holy Spirit will fulfill his will.
所以当我们讲教会复兴史的时候。
And so when we talk about the recovery of the church.
不是简简单单的所谓历史上的宗教改革，不是。
And it is not just Reformation.
我们知道圣灵一定要做到他自己满意为止
Because the Holy Spirit would persist until his work is done
所以但愿主借着这些话
And so may the Lord use this word
叫我们能看见主在十六世纪十七世纪圣灵做了什么样的工作
To help us see what did the Lord do in 16th and 17th
我们为着马丁路德加尔文斯威里他们真是要感谢
You know we thank God for the reformers
但是他们没有看见圣经的全部
But they did not see the entire scripture.
但是已经难能可贵。
But what they have was precious.
刚开始已经看见那么多了。
Because at the beginning they saw a great deal of light.
但是圣灵还要继续往前去。
But the Holy Spirit would move forward.
叫我们能看得更清楚。
So that we would see even more clearly.
所以我们这次的目的不光是读教会复兴史。
And so our purpose is not only to look at the history of
我们也要来看圣灵对于这些历史的解释。
And we want to see how the Holy Spirit explains
这样我们才能够得着属灵的教训。
So that we will receive spiritual lessons.
好，我想我们一个简单祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
求你对我们深处说话。
Lord, speak to our innermost part.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们求你也纪念晚上的聚会。
And Lord, bless the meeting tonight.
如果你愿意的话，继续的对我们说。
Lord, if you're willing, continue to speak to us.
好，让你的心能够得着满足。
So that your heart may be satisfied.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.